Hello, I'm Rafiq, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Hello, 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 it's Garbled Twistery, and we have just finished a series of neat in-between election episodes, and you know what that means. It's back to our regularly scheduled programming. Yeah, Busta, get with the program. Speaking of the program, the first vice presidential potential we're looking at is some rando named Richie Rush. I know, right? That name sounds like a game for the Nintendo DS. Golly. Okay, what's this dude's story, though? What is his story? Well, the story of Richie Rush begins where he was born, Philly. His dad, Benjamin, is one of the edgelords who signed that weird breakup song. What was the title again? Oh yeah, it was the Declaration of Independence. And his mom, Julia Stockton, was the daughter of some other dude who chicken scratched his name all over that breakup song. Oh, and his grandma, on his mom's side, was named Annis, and she was like this really cool poet lady who was one of the first colonizer ladies to have anything published in the U.S., and low-key fought in the Revolutionary War. But enough about Richie's cool grandma that he'll never live up to. Let's talk about school! Richie Rush here graduated from Princeton at 14 years old and passed the lawyer limbo bar at 20 years old. I know, what a show-off. I already don't like him. Just because your last name is Rush doesn't mean you have to pretend like you're a blue hedgehog. A decade after becoming a lawyer man, Richie got married and had like 10 kids. Half of them died because that's just how it is sometimes. But yeah, back to this crazy lawyer thing. After beating the limbo game, Richie Rush got like stupid famous, stupid fast, because he's always in some kind of a rush. Like, he was in public speaking and like speaking all over the place and was winning trials left and right in Pennsylvania, freaking made him the attorney general. Like, Prezi Wezi Billy Madison straight up hired Richie to be part of the money committee. I mean, what can I say? The man's in a rush! He's in a rush! But you see, the thing about being part of the money committee is that if a war is going on, you literally become the boss man's best friend. Oh, and of course, Richie Rush also happened to be one of those war-hungry vultures that was egging the president on. Sure, it's in the budget. Honk, honk, wink, wink. But yeah, Billy Madison likes this guy's spunk so much that he straight up offered Richie Rush the head honcho money secretary job and also the lawyer general honcho head honcho job at the same time. He chose to be the lawyer general, and he was literally like the youngest schmuck to get the job so far. So if we're looking at some common themes here, this man is in a sonic rush! And he must have liked it, because he did that for like 4 years. I mean, granted, it's not a full-time kind of job yet, so Richie was able to do some private lawyering at the same time. Doesn't mean he wasn't literally editing the laws, though. But whatever, man. Around the time Man Ray wins the Iron Throne, Richie was playing substitute teacher because the Quincy from Bleach was on vacation in Europe or something, and all these states weren't going to secretary themselves. And he wasn't lazy about it either. No, sir. Like, he was the guy who sealed the deal on getting the T-Sippers to, like, actually move their troops out of Michigan because for some stupid reason they were hanging around. And that was such an impressive move that when the Quincy from Bleach came back, they literally traded jobs, and now our dude was, like, a minister diplomat person to T-Land. And the tea sippers must like him a lot because he is negotiating all kinds of treaties all over the place. This man's in a rush, I tell ya. He's unstoppable. You want fishing rights up north? Rush it right over. You want some clear boundaries on a map? Rush it right over. You want your slaves back that the tea sippers were planning on sending to Jamaica as free people? Rush it right over. Richard is in such a fantastic rush that the T-Sippers really like him now, even though he was one of the first in line that wanted to shoot them in the Revolutionary War chain of memories. I mean, if he could pull that off, who knows? Maybe this member of the Anti-Aquarium Society will rush his way right into the vice principal's office. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, pumpkin soda, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. And the current bonus episode in the works is a trading card game episode, a really fascinating modern topic, if I don't say so myself. Anyways, next time, it's someone we've talked about before, but let's check in on Bobby Goodloe Harper, Gordon Levitt. What's he been up to, huh?
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
The man's in a rush! He's in a rush!